Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Social Confidence. Today, we're diving into something super important. Creating healthy boundaries for your mental well-being. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving but never receiving? You know that feeling when your phone buzzes at 10 p.m. and it's just another work email or friend asking a favor? Yeah, we've all been there. It can seriously drain your energy and leave you feeling depleted. But here's the good news. Setting boundaries is not about being selfish. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this. Imagine your mental well-being as a beautiful garden. You wouldn't just let anyone walk in and trample your flowers, right? You'd put up fences, maybe even a cute little gate, to protect that space. Boundaries are like those fences. They help you cultivate a healthy, thriving inner world. So, what does it actually mean to set boundaries? It's about identifying your needs and limits, then communicating them clearly and respectfully to others. First up, know your values. What truly matters to you? Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing creative passions? Having uninterrupted work sessions? Once you know your core values, it becomes easier to identify where boundaries need to be drawn. Next, learn to say no gracefully. This is a big one. It can feel uncomfortable at first, but saying no to requests that drain your energy or don't align with your values frees up space for things that truly nourish you. Remember, a polite no, thank you, is perfectly acceptable. You don't need to over-explain yourself. Practice self-care. Boundaries are about protecting your well-being, so make time for activities that recharge you. Whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of tea, prioritize self-care rituals that bring you joy and help you stay grounded. Don't be afraid to communicate your needs. Talk to your friends, family, and colleagues about what you need to feel supported and respected. Let them know your boundaries and what behaviors make you uncomfortable. Open communication is key to building healthy relationships. Finally, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time and practice to find what works best for you. Be patient with yourself, adjust as needed, and celebrate your successes along the way. Think about a time when someone didn't respect your boundaries. Maybe a friend kept calling late at night or a colleague constantly piled on extra work without asking. How did it make you feel? Probably drained, frustrated, maybe even resentful, right? Setting those boundaries would have made all the difference. Remember, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive, not about shutting people out. It's about building relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. So, what can you do today to start creating healthier boundaries? Start by identifying one area in your life where you feel drained or overwhelmed. Maybe it's your work schedule, social media use, or even how you spend your weekends. Once you've identified the problem area, think about what kind of boundaries would help you feel more balanced and fulfilled. Do you need to say no to certain commitments? Set aside specific times for checking emails? Designate phone-free zones in your home? Remember, you deserve to have your needs met and your mental well-being prioritized. Okay, let's recap. Today we talked about the importance of setting boundaries for our mental well-being. We learned that boundaries are about identifying our values, saying no gracefully, practicing self-care, communicating our needs, and remembering that it's an ongoing process. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to setting boundaries? Share your thoughts in the comments below or send me a message on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Social Confidence so you never miss an episode packed with tips and strategies for building your confidence and connecting more authentically with others. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.